It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Sylvester Stallone talking about another Rocky film. What?
I have an idea. You know, certainly I'm not boxing unless I'm fighting arthritis or someone like that. Come on, Arthur. I have an idea, but then again, you have to think about, is the pleasure worth the pain? In other words, it takes so long to develop those films. It takes 6 months of just working on the choreography if you really want to tell a story, because you're telling two movies at the same time. You're doing a drama, then you're doing a physical one with no words, but you have to tell a story in the fight too. So it's a very elaborate setup.
What's your favorite Rocky film?
I think just the original. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't seen them all. I know there's one where he's like, if he dies, he dies.
The travesty, dude. Rocky IV by far is my favorite when he takes on the Russian. Yes, I love fights. I love Rocky. I went to my first actual boxing match and I was so into it. Okay, but Sylvester Stallone is talking about the first time he laid eyes on Dolph Lundgren, who plays Drago. Did he like him?
I hated him. In Rocky IV, I really wanted a big, horrible, vicious guy. And then all of a sudden, like the door is open and smoke comes in, this light, the high shoulders this wide, like everything is perfect. Calves are coming through his clothing.
That was such the best one by far. So check out, if you watch, I mean, maybe you got to go through the sequence, but Rocky IV is the best. And Rambo Last Blood, by the way, with Stallone, drops today. It's rated R, runs 89 minutes. It's getting mixed reviews, but I've never seen any of the Rambo films.
Hey, I'm going to point my gun at you, Rambo.
He's getting up there. I love Sylvester Stallone. He's a true movie star, that's for sure. Well, Shawn Mendes was stopped by some paparazzi, and he revealed that, OMG, he has met Camila Cabello's parents.
It was a little bit of a joke.
I know. have you met the parents yet?
Camila's parents, I've known for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. Have a good one, man.
And you guys get along?
Yeah.
And you guys get along? And then he goes on to say, is this a publicity stunt? And Sean just smiles and is like, nope. So very polite there, but he has met her parents. So it goes on, I think it's a real deal.
One of the most in-depth PR stunts I've ever seen, but props to them for doing, even the parents are in on it.
You know, perhaps it was a PR stunt at first, and then they really fell for each other. And they're like making out, they're like, I like this.
I guess I could do this again.
Yeah. Well, Shia LaBeouf admits he got into a naked wrestling match with a co-star. What? Yes, Tom Hardy on the set of Lawless.
My girlfriend at the time was over at my house. We were on his balcony. We saw him and his trainer come back from the gym. And we used to f*** with each other all the time. But it just so happened that this one week, my girlfriend was in town. And he runs into the room. The girl I was with at the time was terrified. And she's like, ah! And she covered up and she ran into the kitchen. He picked me up and I didn't have nothing on. So now I'm naked on his shoulder. We're in the hallway. We're wrestling around. I'm like, Peanut's filming it all. I'm like, Peanut, you can't be filming this. And we were like wrestling. And then I got upset about it because he got the better of me. But I'm in some weird twisty naked position.
I feel compromised.
To all of us.
Yeah, I feel compromised when I'm naked. I'd lose too.
Shia LaBeouf. Oh, man, he's so out there. But that's a good story. That would be interesting to watch for sure. Also interesting. Okay, so 2 years ago, Drake told Celine Dion at the Billboard Music Awards that he was going to get a tattoo of her face. And here she is begging him not to.
Please, Drake, I love you very much. Can I tell you something? Don't do that. You can write me love letters. You can send me autographs for my kids. You can come and visit. I can have you home for lunch or dinner. We can go for a drink. We can sing together. Whatever you want to do, I can talk to your mother. Whatever you want.
Is that the next power couple, Celine Dion and Drake?
Your mother, well, they're both Canadian, and he is a huge fan of hers. But she just went on to interviews saying, hey, please don't do it. Let's have drinks. That tattoo will not get better with age.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. NFL quarterbacks, they're falling apart. Nike's dropping this athlete and a message from Big Poppy. Live Sports Minutes coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.